Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from Psalm 119, verses 20 through 22 in the Voice Translation. My soul aches from craving your wise rulings day and night. You rebuke those who are proud, and those who stray away from your commands are cursed. Free me from the contempt and disdain of others, because I keep your decrees. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for this moment in the day where we can pause and just rest in you and to hear you speak life over us. We so need to hear those words of life today. We need to know that you're near. We need to know that you're with us. And so I pray for those who are broken today. I pray for those who are hurting, who have shed tears already, and I pray you just simply be near. Lord, I want to have a soul that craves you. And the psalmist here talks about craving your wise rulings day and night. And so, Lord, I pray you would instill in us a craving to do what is right, a craving to be near you, a craving to experience your presence, to have even a little bit of Sabbath rest in a busy, chaotic day. Our soul can ache from so many different things. Our soul can ache from past mistakes and regrets that we have. Our soul can ache from what others have done to us. Our soul can ache from broken friendships or broken marriages or broken family relationships. Our soul can ache from unmet expectations. Our soul can ache from jealousy or seeing things that happen to other people that we wish happened to us. Our souls can ache when we are struggling financially. There's so many ways our souls can ache, but I want my soul to ache from craving you. Lord, your word says that you rebuke those who are proud, and in other parts of scripture you say, the proud you know from afar, but the humble you know up close. And so, Lord, teach us what it means to not live proudly and stuck up, stiff-necked, thinking we can do it all ourselves, but to live humbly. To know that we can't do it all ourselves and that we need you so desperately. And Lord, for those who are suffering under the contempt and disdain of others today, I pray for relief and I pray for justification and vindication. Lord, I pray that you would deliver us from the strife of tongues, deliver us from gossip, and even though it might swirl all around us, I pray it wouldn't have sway over our decisions to keep doing the right thing. Lord, for those who have been gossiped about today, I just pray that that you would help us to realize that it's your reputation that matters the most, not ours. Help us to entrust our reputation to you. And help us to remember how it feels to be gossiped about so that we will choose not to do that in the future. Lord, your word in the New Testament talks about how the way in which we judge others, it will be measured back to us. And so, Lord, I confess my own sin of talking about other people and being petty and small and gossipy, because I know that the way in which I measured my words are the way in which my words have been measured back to me. And it's just humbling to even say that out loud and to ask for your forgiveness. Lord, instead, help us to be people of grace. Help us not to believe the first thing we hear about people, and instead to stand back and wait and let you establish reputation rather than someone else's words. Help us to ask clarifying questions when we don't know the answer to something, and help us not to jump to negative intent when it comes to somebody else. Lord, help us not to be tempered by the opinions of others and have that damper the way we view people. Instead, help us to keep an open mind and to realize that every human that walks on this earth has been made in your image. And so therefore, as image bearers, they should be endowed with dignity and kind words. And Lord, I know it's okay to talk and to process things and to pray through difficult relationships, absolutely. But Lord, keep a guard on our tongue when it comes to getting into the more petty avenues of just saying words to hurt other people. Convict us today of that, Holy Spirit. Convict us when we are doing those kinds of things. Jesus, I love you. I need you. I rest my heart in your hands and I trust you. And I just say that you're amazing because you truly, truly are. I pray this in your spectacular name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you are tempted to say some negative things about other people, I pray that instead you would go to God with those words in prayer. God is listening and He will help you sift and filter your words. Have an amazing day.